The member of the Lagos State House of Assembly representing the Alamosho Constituency 2, Hon. Kehinde Olade Joseph, on Monday, December 16, 2024, joined the Executive Governor of Lagos State, Mr. Babajide Ilesola Sanwo-Olu, to commission Babafemi Bada with a bridge, Adowu Egba, and the Yinka Folarin, Jamie Olawal and Shalom Academy network of roads, which he facilitated years ago. The project includes a bridge and a network of four roads, with a 250-meter-long deck on piles, a 9-meter-wide semi-rigid pavement finish, and a total length of 1.8 kilometers of roads, and solar-powered streetlights, that enhance connectivity, reduce travel time, and fosters economic growth in the Alamosho local government area of Lagos. During the commissioning ceremony, Hon. Joseph applauded Governor Sanwo-Olu for ensuring the project's completion, as the infrastructure will support the broader vision of the government to stimulate local economies and create a framework for sustained growth. By reducing commute times and costs, the bridge and road network will enhance the quality of life for residents and promote productivity, because the project represents a significant leap forward in improving transportation, fostering economic activity, and ensuring the equitable distribution of infrastructure. Your Excellency Sir, I'm assuring you that our constituents would commit to maintenance and responsible use of this infrastructural facelift, as they will see it as their own because they are the direct beneficiaries of its dividends. The constituents are the government's partners in this journey of state building, he said. However, the chairman of the Public Account Committee, PAC, also echoed the concerns of the Onikotan of Ikotan, imploring Governor Sanwo-Olu to intervene in the rehabilitation and construction of neighboring roads. Despite efforts by Lagos State Public Works, perennial flooding persists in our constituency. We have witnessed corpses from nearby mortuaries being evacuated through these roads, posing health risks to commuters. I urge the governor to address this pressing issue, he emphasized. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony attended by the deputy governor, Dr. Obafemi Hamzat, Senator representing Lagos West, Senator Olaranti Adebule, members of the State Executive Council and the Lagos State House of Assembly, traditional, religious and political leaders, among others, Governor Sanwo-Olu expressed confidence that the delivery of the projects will further enhance economic achievements in the Alamosho area of the state. The governor said the critical infrastructure project delivered on schedule reflected his administration's dedication to improving the lives of Lagosians through purposeful governance. He said, "This achievement underscores our administration's resolve to back our words with action. For the good people of Alamosho, this is not just a road and bridge, it is a reaffirmation of our commitment to building infrastructure that serves both immediate needs and long-term growth." One of the fundamental needs in Lagos State is road infrastructure, which significantly impacts the health, welfare, and productivity of our people. This is why traffic management and transportation was made the first pillar of the THEMES Plus agenda. Adequate and high-quality infrastructure remains a critical challenge for any responsive government, and we have risen to meet that challenge. This infrastructure provides safe and efficient access while opening the access for economic development, linking Lasuayana Iba and Kondos roads. This project aligns with the state's Strategic Transportation Master Plan, ensuring inclusiveness, accessibility, and sustainability. With its completion, we have improved the drainage network, addressed perennial flooding, and created jobs for over 342 individuals directly while generating opportunities for numerous others indirectly. Professionals, including engineers, quality assurance experts, suppliers, administrative staff, artisans, and unskilled laborers, have all benefited from this initiative. Allied industries, such as cement, steel, and solar light manufacturers, have also experienced economic growth. In his welcome address, the special advisor to the governor on infrastructure, Engr. Olufemi Daramola said the construction and commissioning of the bridge and network of roads stands as another milestone in Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu's administration's commitment to infrastructure development that enhances the socio-economic well-being of Lagos residents. Daramola said that by successfully completing the Babafemi Dada Bridge and the Yinka Folarin, Jamie Olawal, and Shalom Academy road networks, The Lagos state government has improved connectivity and alleviated traffic congestion, fostering economic growth and development in the Igondo-Eyobo axis. He said, previously, traveling from Eyobo to Igondo via Egbeda took an hour. Now it only takes 15 minutes. Additionally, the new road offers a shorter and more efficient route for motorists connecting Lasu Ayanaiba Road with Kandos in Eyobo and the neighboring Ayatoro-Lefenwa area in Ogun State. Projects like this transform our state's landscape and improve the quality of life for all Lagosians. It is very commendable that the incumbent administration made the achievement possible despite inflation and other economic challenges. Speaking during the event, Senator Adebule, the chairman of the Lagos State House of Assembly Committee on Works and Infrastructure, HUN. Desmond Elliott, his counterparts, HUN. Jim Oworolope, Alamasho I, and Onagondo of Igondo, Obalasisi Gabatamosi, commended Governor Sanwo Olu for the landmark project. It would be recalled that before the intervention of HUN. Kahinde Olaid Joseph in facilitating this, the previous infrastructure at the location was a wooden bridge, which residents and motorists paid a toll fee to move from Eyobo to Igondo despite the high risk and long travel time.